The start of indefinite work to rule, as we've been hearing, members of the Irish Airlines Pilots Association are now operating strictly to this, so they won't be working overtime or outside their published rosters. That's expected to cause more travel havoc, along with an 8-hour strike planned for Saturday. Yesterday, Aer Lingus announced a further 50 flight cancellations for next Monday and Tuesday as a result of the industrial action by pilots, which brings the total cancellations so far to 270. It's largely limited to European routes, but the risks remain across the sector with this indefinite work to rule. In just a moment, we'll be speaking to Mark Tighe, president of the pilots' union IALPA. But first, let's hear what passengers at Dublin Airport have been saying to our reporter, Ciarán Dineen.
No, I'm all in favour for fight for your rights, fight what you think is right for you. But at the same time, I wish there was a proper strike, so then I would know where to stand. And then not knowing if my flight would be cancelled has kind of put me in limbo.
Travelling to the UK would work, and travel has been impacted because my flight has been changed on the way back, which means I'm missing some key meetings. So, I understand that they need better pay, but it impacts people on holidays, people working, and looks like Aer Lingus aren't in a great financial situation as well. So, kind of hard to see where it's going to end in a good manner. I generally travel every other week to the UK. I've no certainty whether I can actually get to where I want when I need to. So it puts a lot of uncertainty and puts some business at risk as well for us.
Our flight got changed for 2 days later, and we're kind of left on our own to sort it out. So we ended up having to book with another airline. It's like £1,000 dearer, and we're still waiting for a refund from Aer Lingus.
We had to spend the night here in the airport.
The normal flight was cancelled, but we have sympathy for them.
So did you have to book a hotel, or did you just stay in the airport?
We stayed here because we have to fly at 7 o'clock in the morning, so you have to check in at 5 o'clock or so. So it's senseless to go into a hotel for 4 hours or five.
So it was a rough night, really?
Yes. Yeah. Very rough night,
How do you feel about the pilots, what they're doing? Do you have sympathy for their pay claim?
Yeah, they are right. They have to do that.
I think anyone who's on a work to rule probably has a good reason to do so.
Yeah, were you impacted yourself?
I was. I got an extra day because I'm very lucky. So I got an extra day on my holiday on the other side.
Well, I do think they need a raise, but I think 24% might be a little bit high, and hopefully they can come to an agreement because it is obviously affecting people, especially young children going on their holidays. It really is affecting them. But hopefully they can come to a compromise soon.
Some of the passengers there at Dublin Airport describing the impact that this dispute is having. Well, we're joined now by Mark Tighe, president of the pilots' union IALPA. Mark, good morning. Day one of this work to rule. We heard there a rough night, left in limbo, passengers paying the price for this when they should be full of excitement for their holiday. How are your members, the pilots, feeling today by the action being taken?
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me on. Pilots and the union do not want to be in this situation, but because of how executive management espousing a particular level of corporate greed, where they themselves have gotten 66% increase, won't accept the reasonability of an accumulative inflationary pay increase. They say that our parent company, IAG, won't stand over this, but IAG has already stood over an increase of excess of 24% to our BA colleagues in a company that has the same operating margin as we have. In fact, they're only about 0.1% higher.
Now, when you talk about that 24%, the pay claim that you're saying, many have come out in response to that, including Willie Walsh yesterday, the former Aer Lingus boss and former pilot. He said that that claim was way out of line with anything he's seen before, and that you can't compare to other European airlines. Aer Lingus is the underperformer in the IAG group. And also, importantly, when you're looking at that 24% claim, the 12.5% that was agreed across the Aer Lingus group and accepted, for that understanding, can you see why then the preconditions that Aer Lingus will want when they go into talks beyond that 12.5% at this stage still?
Well, it's simply untrue that Aer Lingus is underperforming. With an operating margin of 9.9%, they're pretty much the same as British Airways, and across other European airlines like the behemoths, like Lufthansa, Air France, KLM, we're actually significantly higher than them. This company is profitable, made €225 million last year, forecasting massive increases in profits going forward. This is corporate greed. They're
Aer Lingus certainly has absolutely increased its profits, but it's not back to pre-pandemic levels. That is certain. But it has called in this regard the pilots' union to consider the damage that this industrial action is doing to passengers and the Irish economy, not just the airline. If we can just go back to the uncertainty all of this is having on passenger plans. You've said before that management is to blame for this, but you have chosen this Saturday, one of the busiest days for travel, for that 8-hour strike. That was your decision. So do you accept that the maximum impact that would have alone, that 8-hour strike for a Saturday?
Well, this is the middle of the summer, and any day is going to have an impact on people, a significant impact on people. And again, that's not our desire. Management don't know, don't meet our customers. We meet them every day we go to work. We speak with them as we come on and go off airplanes. We speak to them over the PA. Customers are very important. They're passengers to us as pilots, and we do not want them discommoded. But what you're seeing here is a direct result of management actions and their refusal to acknowledge that they should have been dealing with inflation as they went along.
You said there you don't want passengers discommoded further. So both you and Aer Lingus went to the Labour Court yesterday. It asked both not to escalate the dispute before it meets again next Monday. So can you give that commitment then that you'll abide by this and not cause the further disruption to passengers?
No, the Labour Court are not meeting again. We met yesterday. We were invited to come in separately for the Labour Court to have an informal meeting with both sides in confidence. We've no idea what went on in the meeting with the company.
So there's no plans for to meet again in the next week or two?
No, the Labour Court said it would review the situation at a later date. But we have been writing continuously to the company over the last week, seeking a meeting. They have, most recently it was Sunday, we said name a time, a place, a date. We'll be there. And they have not come back with anything. They have moved on now from a negotiation phase to a union bust phase. They are now attacking individual pilots, and we can expect to see those attacks escalating.
What the airline will want to know, and most importantly the passengers, the victims in all this, they will want to know where it could go from here. Are you ruling out an all-out strike? You did say before everything is a possibility, but here today, can you give any reassurance around this?
I can only say that everything is on the table. That hasn't changed, and that's not going to change. It depends on what the company does and what we deem to be appropriate action. And as I said, we've asked the company to come to the table. We've asked them to acknowledge the reasonableness of an inflationary pay claim. We're not looking to improve our pay. We're looking to maintain our pay, as most people, but not all people, but most people in this country have.
And let's just look at the work to rule, because from today, for example, a flight that's delayed and due to arrive perhaps, for example, 5 or 10 minutes after a pilot's shift is due to end, does that mean that that won't take off then?
There's normal the work to rule is work within our rules, and there are provisions, some provisions for delay situations. But the important thing to ask about the work to rule is, given that only a small number of pilots actually work on days off, because people have a work-life balance, they've got their families, they're tired from working shift work. Because of the small number that actually do work on a day off, which is their own choice, how on earth are they looking at so many flight cancellations unless they have a massive shortage of pilots? Boeing turned up last week has said over the next 20 years, the world needs 650,000 new pilots. Aer Lingus has its own shortage. It just has refused to acknowledge it.
Can I ask just how relations are across the airline? Because, of course, there's cabin crew and many others. At this point, their possible workflow is also being hampered. You mentioned earlier this week that they were supporting you, the cabin crew union. Is that still the case?
Absolutely. They can see what's going on with management. They can see the greed. They know that management have gotten a 66% increase. And we have tremendous support from our colleagues.
So they're supporting that 24%. They understand pilots should get that.
Well, they understand that it's a reasonable claim. I couldn't go into their minds and tell you exactly what they're thinking. But it's a reasonable claim.
Now, the 12.5% that the rest of the Aer Lingus staff were entitled to, for you to get more than that, the airline is saying these preconditions, they don't refer them to that as, but you do, the flexibility and productivity. Now, have you actually checked what this would entail instead of ruling it out? I mean, is there a possible understanding that flexibility is a part of a lot of jobs right across sectors, health, to name but one?
Pilots are very flexible. What they're looking for are more of our working conditions. Like, for example, almost everybody can take 2 weeks holidays with their families or their friends or their other half in the school holidays in the summertime. Only a portion of pilots can do that, and it kind of rotates. but they want to take even more of that away. It's the work-life balance that they're attacking. But the idea that you will get a pay increase on a cost-by-cost basis, a euro per euro, based on giving up a work practice, means you are funding your own pay rise. I mean, does anybody think that's reasonable?
So the Taoiseach yesterday, we heard he called for a compromise, echoing a lot of calls across government. And he asked both you and Aer Lingus to dig deep. So have you been doing that? And are you prepared to go further? It sounds like you're saying 24% is where you're staying at. But obviously, there needs to be a resolution at some point. So what is your plan in terms of next steps and when? Timeline here, because as we can hear, it's only hours into the work to rule and already there's a feeling of utter chaos across the travel sector.
Well, the work to rule, as I said earlier, you know, the questions need to be asked of management on how on earth a few pilots who are not working days off is causing this when they have bigger problems in how they manage the company. But the claim is reasonable. It's what's happened here is that they've allowed this to go on and on and on. We've been 22 months trying to address this through process, and every time the company have just pushed forward and delayed for time. The initial claim was for an actual increase in salary over and above inflation to sort of in line with what's going on in the industry. But we have already significantly reduced just to protect our pay, not to seek an increase in pay, but to actually just protect it.
OK, well, Mark Tighe, president of the Pilots Union, IALPA, thanks for speaking to us this morning.